It's the Morning Show with Rick Armin and Bill Johnson.
I only came here to do two things, man. Kick some ass and drink some beer. It's like we're almost out of beer.
95.3 WXRO.
726 WXRO Morning Show live at Wise Guys Auto in Columbus. Gonna head over to the newsroom right now, find out what's happening with our local news. Craig Warrenbull joining us today. He's probably singing some of those annoying Christmas songs in his little head right now.
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, all right. That's what it's all. I don't understand why that song made the list. I like that song. I've always liked Feliz Navidad.
Yeah, I like it too. It's a good song. It's just absolutely.
Oops, sorry.
Just absolutely trapped in my head.
Yeah. It's I'm under the I'm old school like Bill is with a lot of the music, but I have to admit that I do really like some of the new stuff. Like a lot of people hate some of the stuff that Shadazy did about 10 years ago. What's it? I'm trying to think of the name of the song. They did Jingle Bells, and it was really weird. It was they started off Deck the Halls, and then the next girl goes Deck the Halls, and a lot of people are like, oh, that just doesn't sound like the old Christmas song. I'm like, yeah, but it sounds cool, man. It sounds cool. What's the matter, Bill? That was a normal voice.
No,
like,
I
look
just
at me funny.
I love your angry old lady voice.
Oh,
as much as your sultry woman voice bothers me, that one I love.
Okay,
you can do the whole show
part
in that.
Where he's like, oh yeah, we like the new stuff like 10 years ago. Let me think of a good example from 10 years ago.
All right, enough out of you. What do you got for us in local news, Craig?
Well, state lawmakers have given their first endorsement to Governor Scott Walker's proposed delay for big changes in Badger Care. Joint Finance Committee voted 11-2 yesterday in favor of waiting 3 more months until the end of March to drop 77,000 Badger Care recipients who are above the poverty line. They would have to get their coverage from the federal Obamacare purchasing exchange once those problems get sorted out. The bill now goes to the full assembly tomorrow. The change would also delay new Badger Care benefits for 83,000 of the state's poorest childless adults. Beaver Dam Operations Committee last night gave the Rotary Club the green light to begin crunching the numbers on a new downtown park. It would stretch along the Beaver Dam River, starting in the tower parking lot east of South Center Street, continuing along the backside of South Spring Street there down to Mill Street. Rotarian Dan Larson, who chairs the committee working on the park, says the nonprofit has $40,000 earmarked for the project, while grant funding and fundraising are planned to take care of the rest. Larson says the last night's committee action allows his group to price out the project and come up with a viable plan. He says best case scenario would be breaking ground next spring. New bar will be opening in Beaver Dam on Madison Street in the former Brewski's Ale House. Common Council last night approved a liquor license for Perfect Mix Sports Bar and Grill. New business expected to be open by mid-month. Private equity firm in Los Angeles has bought a Washington County business that produces enclosures made from sheet metal for things like soda machines, medical equipment. May Steel of Allenton was sold to the Revolution Capital Group. Terms of the deal not disclosed. Maysteel has about 300 union employees in Allenton. Well, the state capitol is in full holiday mode with decorations that relate to almost everyone. A tall Christmas tree was put up yesterday. A balsam fir provided 2 weeks ago by Jim Drager of Antigo. Capitol also has a traditional nativity scene and a menorah for Hanukkah. And Madison's Freedom from Religion Foundation has its own nativity scene that steers away from a Christian holiday and celebrates winter. It has a sign which reads, quote, "Religion is but myth and superstition." Finally, the Capitol has a poll for Festivus. That's the fake holiday created on the old Seinfeld television show back in the late 90s. It says there will be an airing of grievances next to the Festivus for the Rest of Us poll on December 23rd.
Oh, that's great. That is awesome. Festivus is being celebrated at the state capitol. Love it.
They have the traditional Festivus pole.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's really, really cool.
The airing of grievances.
You know, and as far as freedom from religion people that are in Madison, that whole wacky group.
Here we go.
I still remember when they made a big deal. There was a park up in Marshfield. Of course, I lived in Marshfield for, 7 years or whatever it was. And there was a little tiny park that I want to say the Knights of Columbus or some organization did it that was like a crucifix with Christ on it, welcoming you to the city of Marshfield. And they had a big problem with that, because how could you do that on that state property? You can't do that on state property. And they went through their whole deal. So the city of Marshfield sold that little piece of property to, like, the Knights of Columbus. It was just, I mean, it's like they took a little square out of this huge block, and they put a fence around it, and they sold it, and they said, there, it's not ours anymore. It was awesome. It was really, really well done. By the way, guys, I have in front of me the movie moments from your childhood that can still make you cry.
This is my childhood?
This is all of our childhood, even young bucks like Dave, because Dave is, like, 30 years younger than me. All right, so... Think of something that took place. Think of a movie or a cartoon or something like that. That's a sad, something sad
so
that happened.
So it's got to be like a kid's movie.
Well, it's either a kid's movie,
because I'm thinking of Brian's Song.
No, it's not. It's not adult. No, it's not adult. So it's a kid's movie, animation or something like that.
Who cried when Old Yeller died?
No,
didn't make it.
Did not make the top. Did not make the top 10 list that I've got right
let's
here.
See.
It might be on the whole list though.
E.T.
No. E.T.'s not on the list.
E.T.'s not on the list?
No. Well, here's the thing. Why are people sad about E.T.? He went home. Why is that sad?
He nearly died trying to get there.
Thought he was dead for a while.
Oh, that's true. And then the heart light came on. Okay, all right,
and
I got you.
What's her name? And Drew Barrymore's just sitting there bawling.
Oh, that's
enough
right.
to make you cry right there.
Yeah, right. All right, I'll throw out a couple of the ones that are on the list here, guys. How about in The Lion King when Simba's dad Mufasa dies? That was tough.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Everybody remembers that? How about in Dumbo when Dumbo's mom reaches through the bars of her cage and swings little Dumbo on her trunk?
Wow.
Oh, I got a little tear rolling right now.
I think I missed that one.
Did you? Did you ever see Dumbo as a kid?
No.
No?
Yeah, Dumbo's pretty old.
How about The Lion King? Did you ever see The Lion King?
Yeah, I think I was 4.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. Now, my kids were big Harry Potter fans. What do you call that? Spoiler alert? Do I have to do that right now?
If you want, sure.
Spoiler alert, if you've never seen Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, turn off the radio now.
How old is that movie?
A couple years old.
Okay.
It's when Dumbledore dies. Yeah, Dumbledore was a big character in that.
Dumbledore, was that... Was that what's his name? Sir Ian McKellen?
I think, yes.
Yeah, okay.
I believe so. I think, no, wait a second. Was it?
Yep. I thought so.
Or was Dumbledore the big Rupert-looking guy?
No, there was a different Dumbledore that died, actually, in between movies, in real life.
Richard Harris.
Richard Harris
so
was the original.
Sir Ian McKellen took over the role when he died, yeah.
How about, did you guys ever see The Fox and the Hound? Anybody?
No.
I'm the only one. Well, I'm the oldest. It's when Todd and Copper have to end their friendship. It was a fox and a hound that were best friends, but the hound's owner wanted to kill the fox, and finally the hound got on board with it. But at the end, they kind of parted as, like, letting everybody...
We're the adversaries.
Yes. Yeah. Finding Nemo, when the barracuda takes out Nemo's mother. I don't remember that part of Finding Nemo.
No, I don't either.
I don't remember that. I just remember Dory. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the R-rated version of Finding Nemo.
the Rambo version.
It's in the missing materials. Right?
I don't know. I'm not seeing anything else. I'm trying to think of just some other kids. Oh, they said that two other things that made the list but were not listed here. One, obviously, is Bambi, when Bambi's mother.
Yeah.
That's rough.
That's rough.
That's rough. And the other thing is, I don't know how many of you have ever seen the Tarzan movie, the Disney Tarzan movie, but at the end of the movie, towards the end of the movie, the gorilla that was technically like Tarzan's father, he never accepted Tarzan. He never accepted Tarzan as his son. But at the end, when Tarzan tried to save his life and the gorilla got shot, at the very end, the gorilla reached up and grabbed him and called him my son.
Oh.
You know, so that was kind of gut-wrenching, I have to admit. Again,
what else was on? Did we read all of them?
That's all of them. I mean, there's some other stuff. Like in the movie My Girl, where Macaulay Culkin's character dies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
And, that was unexpected.
Yeah.
And Veda remarks that she needs his glasses because he can't see without them. The Neverending Story, I've never seen that.
Just goes on and on and on.
Yeah. The Iron Giant. I've never heard of the Iron Giant either. So That's the list out of the Huffington Post. A sad
Bambi's
moment.
Not on there?
I just said Bambi.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I just said Bambi made the list, of course. When,
sometimes I don't listen.
When a mother, yeah, well, exactly. You tune out, and then every once in a while you say something.
Well, they do say, there's a new study that says men do have selective hearing.
Exactly.
So you didn't mention beer or golf, so I didn't pay attention.
I've got that story. In fact, we'll bring it up coming up here at Wise Guys Auto in Columbus. We'll have more of the morning show next on 95.3.
Who is the real father, Rick or Bill? More morning show coming up. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/WXRO Radio.